This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending March 15th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 240.44 after setting the new all-time record highs, and it was $4.42 higher than the previous Friday. However, prices began to plateau out midweek and actually slipped a little on Friday. There were only 561 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, which was 8% of the total volume. The daily cutout volume continues to be subdued even more than normal. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the formulas, exports, and outfront sales, that was at 230.74 and was $4.21 higher. The total reported box beef volume was 6,718 loads, and that was 334 loads higher than last week. Exports were at 777 loads, which was just a little better compared to the previous week. The formula trade was at 3,390 loads, which was 78 loads higher than last week. It was about 50% of the total loads sold during the week. The outfront sales were very good at 1,438 loads, which was 199 loads more than the previous week. The big items during this week were another 2 million pounds of brisket that was sold at about $19 to $20 below the current formula market, and another 3.7 million pounds of round product priced at $23 below the current formula trade, and there was only 65,000 pounds of ribeyes that were sold at $65 over the current formula trade. That's 3 weeks in a row of large outfront sales of brisket and round products priced at a considerable discount to the current trade. The spot trade for the primal cuts, the trade was mixed with the outside primal showing signs of weakness, and the middle meats were higher, as would be expected as we start preparing for the upcoming grilling season. The outside primal cuts, which are rounds and chucks, were steady to four lower, while the middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were $7 to $18 higher. Grinding products were higher again, with 50% trimmings jumping over $17 by Friday, giving it a $66 increase since the beginning of February. 50% trimmings are the single largest cut in the cutout and therefore have a tremendous impact on the cutout price. Also, 50s are a very important component in the sausage industry and almost always spike prior to the beginning of the baseball season. The cow cutout was $3 higher, making it about $26 higher since the beginning of February. 90% trimmings were $5 higher, also after climbing $40 since the beginning of February. These high prices have spurred Australian beef exports to the United States, which have jumped 39% during February, according to Australian market information sources. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was steady to two higher at 148 to 152, and dress prices were steady to four higher at 240. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1253, which was 3 pounds higher than the previous week and compares to 1236 last year. Weights continue on their normal seasonal decline, but are not going down near as fast as last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 1st was 3 pounds lower at 863 pounds, but that compares to 858 last year and 843 pounds for the previous five-year average. Carcass weights are also dropping and following their normal seasonal decline, but they also are not falling as fast as last year. Carcass weights normally bottom out about the end of April or the 1st of May. The choice select spread was about $4, which was about a dollar higher than the previous week, and usually spreads more as the demand for choice middle meats picks up for the upcoming grilling season. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.